As I read the gospel, I wonder if people ever fell asleep during Jesus' sermons. After all, he's speaking here, and what does he say twice? Stay awake. Hey, wake up, you know? I can just imagine sometimes that some of the people would have fallen asleep or been distracted during his sermons. But the reality is he invited them to pay attention. He invited them to be prepared. He invited them into enter into relationship with him. And that's why Jesus came to us. That's why God entered eternity. He entered into time to show us his love, to show us his goodness, so that we could encounter him as a person, as a loving God who is close to us. In our gospel, or in our second reading today from St. Paul to the Romans, St. Paul tells the Romans to put on Christ. They're invited to put on Christ. And why is it important that they put on Christ? Well, he was writing to the church in Rome, the Jewish church in Rome, which was small. It was one of the early Christian communities. It was a small community there. But when they put on Christ, when they invited Christ to work with them, to support them, to work through them, they were able to build up God's kingdom in Rome. They were able to share the love of God with the Romans, with the pagans, with the other people they encountered. So St. Paul challenged them to put on Christ. By putting on Christ, they were able to do the task that God asked them to do. They were able to live a life of joy, a life of fulfillment, a life of love. After all, Christ tells us that he came that we may have life and have it in abundance. So when we put on Christ, we live life to the full. We're able to enjoy life and live a life of happiness. Now it's winter in Minnesota, as we know, with the cold and all the extra snow out there. And many of you, maybe some of you, at least wore boots today, right? We put on boots. Why? So that we can enjoy winter at least a little bit more than we would if cold flip-flops, right? Wearing flip-flops outside wouldn't be very smart right now, right? But we put on boots. Why? So that we can enjoy the winter. We put on hats and gloves and jackets and extra layers so that we can live life to the full. We can enjoy life. It makes winter tolerable for 8 months out of the year here in Minnesota, right? Well, we put on different things. Why? So that we can live life to the full, so that we can fulfill the task that we're set out to do, so that we can fulfill the mission that we want to accomplish. That's why we take on different things. That's why we put on different things. We put on these things. We take on these things. Why? So that we can fulfill the mission that we're trying to accomplish. St. Paul told this to the Romans today, to put on Christ. Why? So that they could fulfill the mission that was given to them. Because Christ came in time to us. And he continues to come to us through other people and through the sacraments. And so all of us have a mission as well to participate in Christ's building up of his kingdom. We're invited in to participate, to go, make, and teach, as we say here, to spread the good news. In this holiday season, as we call it in the secular society, this Advent season, unfortunately, has become holiday season, right? And sometimes Christmas gets stripped of its meaning. So it's all the more important for us to put on Christ, to help us remember that Jesus is the reason for this season. We need to put on Christ in order to do the task that God has given us, in order to fulfill the mission that the Lord has called us to do for him. Because when we work with Christ, when we live in union with Christ, we'll be full of joy, we'll be full of happiness, we'll be full of love that comes from God himself, comes from Jesus Christ. Today, as we celebrate it, or right before I proclaim the gospel, I say, the Lord be with you, and you say, and with your spirit, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And then we say, glory to you, O Lord. And then we make a sign of the cross over our mind, over our lips, and over our heart. And the church invites us to pray during that time, Lord, be on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. That is an opportunity for us in the Mass to put on Christ, to allow Jesus to enter more fully into our mind, into our lips, into our mouth, and into our heart. And I think that action is something, though, that we can try to do throughout the Advent season, to invite Christ more fully into our thoughts, our words, and our actions. Inviting Christ in and putting on Christ in those places. So that'll help us to remember that Jesus is truly the reason for the season. We invite God into our mind. Why? So that we can think like God, so that we can see like God, so that we can look at the world through God's eyes. Lord, be on my mind. There's a lot of things that try to fill our mind, try to get our attention in our world today. But do the things that we focus on, do those help us live life to the full? We spend so much time watching the news, and it can get frustrating, can get discouraged, can get a little bit depressed, frankly, seeing all the bad news. But does that really build us up? Does that fill our minds with things of God? We need to invite the Lord, invite Christ into our minds, reading a book this Advent season, taking some time for silence, taking the 1% challenge that you see in the bulletin, and we'll talk more at the end of Mass about, taking 15 minutes every day, that's 1% of your day, to be with the Lord in prayer. We ask the Lord to be in our mind so that we can think and act with God. Lord, beyond my lips, we pray. We put on Christ in our lips as well to build up other people. It's so easy in our world to tear down other people through our speech. It can be used so quickly to ruin somebody's reputation. But yet, that's not Christian. And so we need to put Christ on our lips so that we can look for the positive and build up the positive in the world. Because ultimately, when we build up the positive, what are we doing? We're building up Christ. We're building up God's working in the world when we can point out the truths, can point out the positive things we experience in our life. So we put on Christ in our speech. It takes effort, though. It takes training. It takes discipline, right? Because sometimes we feel insecure about ourselves, and so we want to tear other people down in order to feel better about ourselves. But when we can really see the good in another and use our speech to point that out or to build that up, Christ is made present. Christ is made known. And that way Christ can be loved and appreciated in that particular moment. When we say, Lord, be on my heart. Lord, be on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. So on the heart is our motivation. What is it that is motivating us in this Advent season? Are we motivated just to get the best deal, right? On our Black Friday shopping or our Cyber Mondays coming tomorrow, right? What are we motivated for? Okay, if you're looking for a good deal so you can give more money to church, okay? But are we motivated just to fulfill that desire for more stuff? For more stuff and more stuff. Because then that stuff ends up taking away our attention, our love from God, because we're so fixed on caring for all of our possessions and maintaining all of the good things that we have in store. So it's important to think about, what am I motivated by? What do I seek after in my life? Lord, be in my heart. And so we ask Christ to purify our hearts so that we would seek the things of God. We would seek to live in union with God. We would live in union with our family. We'd live in union with others. We ask the Lord to help us truly love each other from our hearts, not just doing things out of obligation, but to do things out of love for each other. So today and throughout this Advent season, my brothers and sisters, put on Christ. Pray that prayer every day of the Advent season. Lord, be on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. You can pray it when you get up out of bed every morning, asking Christ to help you, to support you, to work with you as you build up his kingdom. Because just like the early church in Rome, you are called to be a light to the nations, a light to all peoples, a light like the Advent wreath. You're called to be Christ. As we receive Jesus in the Mass today, let's ask the Lord to strengthen us through the reception of Holy Communion, of Jesus in the Eucharist, that we would put on Christ, and in doing so, participate more fully in building up his kingdom.